The Family Business. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Capital One Bank, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Night number two of the Republican convention included Florida's Attorney General Pam Bondi reminding voters that Joe Biden's relatives have tried to make money off the Biden name, and that it wasn't just about Hunter Biden getting that job in Ukraine. It was about Hunter tagging along on the vice president's official trip to China in 2013.
Hunter didn't just go sightseeing. He had meetings with his Chinese bank partners. Hunter even arranged for his dad to meet with one of the partners. 10 days later, those Chinese communist bankers approved millions to go to Hunter's firm.
That sent me to the internet for a fact check, and she has a point. Last year, Politico magazine ran a piece titled Biden Incorporated, which described how from the time Biden was first elected, his brother and his sons used the Biden name to attract investors and get loans. Politico didn't accuse Biden himself of anything, but said his family members, quote, consistently mixed business and politics over nearly half a century. And you know, it occurs to me that if the Trump campaign really wants to talk about family business connections, we could have both candidates agree to disclose all business dealings involving family members and clear the air right now without having to wait for a bunch of subpoenas. I think that would be fun. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.